March 20th, Henrik Ibsen, playwright of realism. On this day, 1828, Norwegian playwright Henrik Ibsen was born. He didn't really achieve recognition until the play Peer Gynt appeared, by which time he was nearly 40 years old. But he produced a series of wonderful works, including The Wild Duck, A Doll's House, and Hedda Gabler, which gained worldwide fame. He's considered a modernist writer because of his realism and clear-eyed look at people's behaviours and their consequences. Topics such as the ravages to a family caused by a father's venereal disease were almost unbearable for Victorian audiences and caused considerable controversy. No wonder he's called the father of realism. He died at home, and his last words were, "On the contrary," when he heard a nurse saying that he was feeling better. A realist to the last. This famous poem by Christina Rossetti is also about saying goodbye. When I am dead, my dearest, sing no sad songs for me. Plant thou no roses at my head, nor shady cypress tree. Be the green grass above me with showers and dewdrops wet, and if thou wilt remember, and if thou wilt forget, I shall not see the shadows, I shall not feel the rain, I shall not hear the nightingale sing on as if in pain, and dreaming through the twilight that doth not rise nor set, haply I may remember, and haply may forget. Today I will stop making up plays and dramas for myself, and will concentrate on showing my real self and on keeping it's simple.